Jesus died for everyone, including the unborn. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 334, titled Jesus Died for Everyone, Including the Unborn. I'm here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. God's view on life. The Almighty God Himself refers to the unborn as literal human beings. In His own words, He stated that the Virgin Mary was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. This verse refers to Jesus Christ when He was still in Mary's womb. When speaking of the unborn baby, John the Baptist, the Bible states in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, the babe leaped in her womb. Refusing a helpless baby the right to be born is murder, and is therefore against God's will. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 and 17 states, these six things doeth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. The choice for life. Dear friend, did you know that God, dear friend, did you know that God's holy word speaks of others who are unborn in a different kind of way? However, these can choose to be born again, or they can choose not to be born again. In the Holy Bible, Jesus explained this to a very moral and religious man named Nicodemus. He said in John 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Thinking that Jesus was talking about a physical birth, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus' answer was that a man must have a second birth, a spiritual birth, to enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus said in John 3:5, except a man be born of water from the mother's womb and of the Spirit. Let me repeat that. Except a man be born of water, in parentheses, from the mother's womb. You ever heard of the woman's water breaking right before the baby is born? That's what this is referring to, many theologians believe. And of the Spirit, from the Word of God, in parentheses, from the Word of God. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus did not use the word water in this context to refer to baptism. Instead, He is speaking of the physical birth. Jesus reaffirms this meaning in verse 6 when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh," in parentheses, physical birth, "and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit," in parentheses, spiritual birth. So why a second birth? For you see, right now, if you have never been born again, you are unborn spiritually, but yet you exist. According to the Bible, God said that Adam, the first man, would die the very day that he ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In Genesis 2:17, God warned Adam, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Adam did not die a physical death that day. His death was a spiritual death, which passed upon all men, all mankind. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." All mankind has inherited spiritual death because of sin from Adam and must be born again to have spiritual life. You must, Jesus Christ said, be born again. God loves the unborn. That includes you, the unborn again ones. Jesus told Nicodemus how to be born spiritually in St. John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life," or eternal life. Please note that only belief in God is required for spiritual life, and that is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is nothing you can earn through doing good works. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world," the spiritually unborn, if you will, the unborn again ones, "that he gave his only begotten Son," that is, to die on the cross, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God promised those who believe in him would have everlasting life. This is a great deal, folks. This is a wonderful thing. This is good news. This is not a probationary life. This is eternal life, everlasting life, forever and forever, the Bible says. So, dear friend, if you have never been born again, you are spiritually unborn. God loves the unborn. The devil is trying to abort you before you get born again. Don't let him do that to you. God loves you, and he has made a way for you to become his spiritual child. So, dear friend, according to God's holy word, you are a creation of God, but you are not considered a child of God until you are born of the Holy Spirit or born again. You must be born again, Jesus said. The only way that you can become a child of God is by putting your complete faith in Jesus Christ to save your soul. God makes this very clear in his holy word. The Bible says in Galatians 3:26, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Think of it. The very moment that you call on Jesus Christ, trusting him to save your soul, you are birthed into the family of God, and you are his child forever. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." What is your choice? Do you choose to be born again? of the Spirit of God by completely trusting in Jesus Christ to save your soul forever. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. Or are you content with being born once and choose to remain spiritually unborn? The Bible says in John 3:36, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So, my beloved friend, do you want to be born again? Or do you want to stay unborn again? It is your choice. If you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. I do this with people who want to be born again because they've never prayed a prayer like this before. Today is your day. Believing in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before, for I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before, I have taken your holy name in vain before. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus and to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the entire world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org, and when you do so, give them a love offering, because they send out these tracts free of charge. And when you do so, make sure when you order the tracts, you pass them out. Only order what you're going to pass out to people. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.